The town of Inomina looks like the sort of suburban gated community you might find in Southern California, but it's in southern Afghanistan. Homes are surprisingly affordable, even by Afghan standards. The house's craftsmanship and the paved boulevards put other neighborhoods across that country to shame. But as the Afghan-American builder of this unique community is discovering, even a good thing can be a hard sell. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Kandahar.
It's a sound you don't expect to hear in Afghanistan. Eucalyptus trees swaying in the wind. Rows of these trees shipped in from Australia line the paved roads outside Atajan Hamkar's new six-bedroom home. His gated neighborhood on the outskirts of Kandahar is named for a heroine of Afghan history. With a big grin, Hamkar says he can't think of a better place to move his Afghan wife and children. For one thing, it's safe. Not just from insurgents and criminals, who would have to get past a high wall and armed guards, but also from strangers with prying eyes. Here, Hamkar says, his wife will be able to move around freely. That is something most women in Kandahar can't do, even in all-encompassing burqas.
Granted, this place looks American, but we really like it. In fact, many of us gave up our homes in Kandahar to come here.
That's music to the ears of Hamid Helmandi, an Afghan-American builder who lives in Northridge, California. He returned to his home province to begin work on Inomina 5 years ago, on 10,000 acres given to him by a former governor here.
We were just trying to create something nice so that people would like it.
But his is no hodgepodge scheme, where people buy plots and erect whatever kind of building they want, as is normally the case in Afghanistan. Helmandi has painstakingly mapped out how the 40,000-home community must look, the housing plan of your dreams, as the brochure describes it.
There was a lot of stuff that I had to readjust for Afghan culture because we love our women a lot. You know, we want to keep them away. I mean, like, most of the windows in our bedrooms are, like, at least 5 feet high so that, you know, when the women are inside the bedroom, she couldn't be seen from outside, you know, especially on the second floor.
Still, he's determined to introduce American concepts, too, like a master plan and energy conservation. Buyers here choose between several styles of townhouses and single-family homes, ranging in price from $20,000 to $90,000. All have matching facades, double-glazed windows, and thick walls. Schools, shops, a mosque, and state-of-the-art hospital that blend with the neighborhood decor are also going up in the new town. He says he's even installed the country's first sewer system here. But 5 years later, Inomina is still more dream than reality. So far, only a tenth of the town is built or under construction. The problem, explains Pacha Khan, who is an engineer on the project, is twofold.
People are worried because of the lack of security in Kandahar, but even more so because of problems we are having with the Ministry of Defense.
He and Helmandi say the ministry claims it's the rightful owner of Inomina land and has tried to seize the property since the governor who gave it to the builder was replaced. What the ministry would do with Inomina is unclear, but it also owns a crumbling Soviet-built apartment complex next door to the town that is packed with impoverished former soldiers and their families. That's led to rumors in Kandahar that Inomina might end up the same way. Helmandi dismisses such fears as unfounded.
Each and every city in each country didn't happen overnight, and it took time.
To spur sales, he started selling lots on which buyers can themselves build their homes, provided they stick to the designs laid out in the master plan. Helmandi says he's also looking into building another planned community in Afghanistan, this time in the north. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kandahar.